It looks like we're going to come back with more members than we expected. There was redistricting in Florida and North Carolina because they threw out the old districts, and we lost about 5 seats that way. We're going to come back with 235 to 240 members in the House. It looks like we're going to maintain the Senate. And if you look at I call it the smug arrogance of Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Harry Reid, it was a foregone conclusion they were going to take the Senate. Foregone conclusion they were going to either take the House or whittle it down, and Hillary was going to win in a landslide. Not happening. They are so out of tune with Main Street America. I'm just happy that looks like Senator Schumer will be the minority leader. We'll have a Republican House and Senate.
Congressman, Americans want to know if the gridlock will end in Washington.
There will be no gridlock with President Trump in a Republican House and Senate. We will repeal and replace Obamacare in the first 100 days. We will get taxes reduced on businesses to reinvest in America. We'll make sure that we have fair trade with China and Mexico, and the theft of our jobs ends. There will be no gridlock whatsoever with President Trump.
You were the first one as a congressional leader to come out and support Donald Trump. What has it been like for you, and did that energize you in a different way as a Republican?
Well, certainly it was February 24th when I was the first member of Congress to endorse Donald Trump. And it has been somewhat life-altering in that I've been asked to be his D.C. surrogate on all the national cable stations. I seconded his nomination at the convention. I've met with him several times on different policy issues. So to be part of a presidential campaign on the inside, it wasn't like he had a very big staff. It has been something I've been very honored and happy to do. And I think as he becomes president, I will have very good access to make sure the issues of Western New York are front and center with the President of the United States. And for me, it's been a very positive experience.
You never backed down when there was so much controversy surrounding him. Why?
You're correct, because I've always believed in Mr. Trump. I know him personally, and he is not this the person that liberal press has tried to portray. He is thoughtful, respectful. He respects women. Look at his actions. Look at the women in his organization. His employees love him. Look at his family. He was demonized by Hillary Clinton and the liberal press with one agenda, and that was to make sure Hillary Clinton was elected. And that has not worked. But I know Donald Trump is a person, and therefore I was always comfortable defending him, because in most cases, the allegations were outrageous, distortions, or outright lies. But I will say Mr. Trump certainly has appreciated that I never backed down on MSNBC or on CNN, and I took the fire, and I always defended him, and was more than happy to do that.
Did you ever give him advice to be more presidential in his speeches and his demeanor and his tweeting?
Of course. And I wasn't the only one that would make a comment. It's discipline, and I would say thoughtful, presidential Donald Trump's going to win, but angry Donald Trump won't win. And so, yeah, I mean, it was his kids saying the same thing as well, but Donald Trump always called his own shots, and he would listen, and you did see him get better in the second and third debate than the first debate. Certainly the last 9 days, he's been spot on. It's a learning experience for anyone. He's been his own boss for 40 years in the private sector, and then to have all of this where people are nuancing every single word you say, even if you say it, God forbid, as a joke, then they play it and treat it like it wasn't a joke. It's a level of scrutiny a private sector person is not prepared for, even at a local level, let alone presidential with the liberal press coming after you.
When you head back to D.C., what happens? What happens to Obamacare?
We will repeal Obamacare in the first 100 days after President Trump's inauguration. We already have the outline of a replacement plan, patient-centric. 25-year-old kids can stay on their parents' policies. We will have a high-risk pre-existing condition pool. Hillary tried to put all the fear of God into folks. We've already got that covered. But you'll be able to design your own plan. The government's not going to tell you what benefits you have. That'll be up to you and your employer. You can pick your doctor. We can hopefully open up insurance across state lines for more competition. It will be patient-centric, personal accountability kind of situation, not the government telling you how to live. I believe we can get that done in the first 100 days.
Congressman Collins, thank you and congratulations.
Okay, thanks very much.